Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 7th of January, The Ministry of the Spirit. The first implication of entering rest by being born again and being immersed into the name of the Father, the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Spirit through discipleship was the hearer's participation in the four dimensions of the agape meal. As Luke noted in the book of Acts, then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. The ministry of rest continues in and from the fellowship of the agape meal by the Spirit. This rest can be proclaimed through tongues. Interestingly, Paul said that a person who speaks in tongues speaks mysteries. However, speaking in tongues only profits those who hear it when it is ministered as a gift of prophecy accompanied by an interpretation from another. This is particularly for the benefit of an unbeliever or an uninformed person. They are able to bear witness that God is among us when they hear the word in their own tongue, as happened on the day of Pentecost, or when the secrets of their heart are revealed by the word. The ministry of spiritual gifts in the agape meal, publicly and from house to house, are a further expression of the rest and refreshing that belongs to our fellowship together in Yahweh. Paul explained that the manifestation of the Spirit through the exercise of the diversity of spiritual gifts is for the profit of all. It is a ministry of blessing. These gifts may include words of wisdom, words of knowledge, faith, gifts of healing, working of miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, different kinds of tongues, and interpretation of tongues. Importantly, one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. The references used in today's devotions are Acts chapter 2 verses 41 and 42, 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 2, 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verses 23 to 25, 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verses 4 to 7, and 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verses 8 to 11. For further study, 1 Corinthians chapter 14.